joining us for a community connection and an update, Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. I know it's even though you're all not in session, it never seems to slow down for you.
No, it doesn't. A legislator's job is really year-round, and frankly, so are the public's expectations. We've been receiving a lot of communications, letters, and emails. I just completed my fifth annual listening tour, although I did it via Zoom again this year. But, we've heard a lot of good feedback in recent weeks about, issues concerning people in this area. And fall is traditionally the time of year when legislators start thinking about the legislative session. And so we start sort of, looking ahead towards the legislative session. And kind of in addition to all the mandates and all those sort of things, one of the big pieces of news that has come out just recently is about Washington State's redistricting process, which is a process that we undertake as a state once every 10 years to redraw the legislative district lines for both state legislative and federal congressional districts. And I'm sure your listeners might have some questions about that, but I'd be happy to kind of explain a little bit about this redistricting process, because just recently the Washington State Redistricting Commission released four different sets of proposals for what the 12th legislative district might look like for the next 10 years.
And what are you seeing that would change most dramatically with this new realignment?
Well, it's interesting. So, when you think about the Washington Redistricting Commission, I think a lot, every state does their redistricting a little bit differently, but every state does do it. And it's based on, we get this federal census data every 10 years, and you have to kind of redraw the line so that every area is balanced based on population, so that one district is essentially representing the same number of voters as another district. And there are, in Washington State, we do it by a bipartisan commission. That was something that was established 30 years ago. It eliminates a lot of the partisan bickering that I think people don't like about redistricting and the potential for gerrymandering of drawing these weird lines of everybody's districts for political purposes. And so we have two Republican-appointed redistricting commissioners and two Democratic-appointed redistricting commissioners and a non-voting chairperson. So it's like a five-member bipartisan redistricting commission, but there are four voting members, and each of the four release a proposed set of maps for our state, both for legislative and then also for the federal congressional districts. And just this last week, all four of the commissioners released their state legislative proposed maps. And for the 12th district, for two of the four of them, we wouldn't see too many changes. Currently, the 12th district includes all of Chelan County, all of Douglas County, part of Grant County, and about half of Okanagan County. And for two of the four, it'd be essentially the same. For the third redistricting commissioner, it would include Chelan and Douglas counties together, but instead of going up into Okanagan County, into like the Methow Valley, which I know a lot of the KOZI listeners listen up there in the Methow, it proposed going sort of more central Washington-based east to Lincoln County. So it'd be a Chelan, Douglas, Grant and Lincoln County-based district, which would be different. And then the fourth redistricting commissioner had kind of a wild proposal, which was Chelan County, part of like a little bit of King County, and then into Snohomish County, which would be crossing the Cascades and would actually be pretty difficult to access for constituents and district. I'd say that was the most sort of bizarre, oddly shaped district. But I was mainly encouraged that three of the four of the districts or the proposals had proposed Chelan and Douglas County staying together. Mm-hmm. And actually two of the four had also Chelan and Douglas in our traditional Okanagan County constituents, which, we've come to really understand their issues well in the 12th district. We have a good relationship with people in Okanagan County and the Methow Valley. So I'd love to kind of keep our district essentially the same, but mm-hmm. we won't really know until November 15th. And that is the day when the final state legislative district maps will be approved by the redistricting commission. And then in January of 2022, when we start the legislative session, that's when the legislature will offer their final approval of the maps. And then those will be the new boundaries for the next 10 years.
Senator Hawkins, you mentioned that you had just finished your listening tour. Let me ask, what are you hearing from your constituents? What are they being vocal about?
Well, we have a very diverse legislative district. I mean, it's very large geographically, but we cover issues from tourism to economics to natural resources to healthcare issues. I met with hospitals, about the COVID situation. I talked with stakeholders about water rights issues, agricultural issues, education issues. I mean, it really kind of covered a lot of things. I think there was an uptick in people who wanted to meet with me to discuss the state mandates, discuss emergency powers reforms, to talk about vaccines and vaccine process. It's interesting because Governor Inslee, when it comes to like vaccines, there's a lot of obviously concern and differing opinions on both sides of on all sides of this issue. But I think what we're going to see with vaccine policy is you got Governor Inslee making directives right now from the state, but in and then President Biden recently too. But in the years ahead, either for this next legislative session or beyond, we're vaccine policy and what requirements will be for K-12 schools, for state employees, and for those are all going to be things that are going to be debated in the legislature. And I would imagine that some of my colleagues will want to push to make those permanently required for state employees, healthcare workers, school employees, because the vaccine mandates and the vaccine policies are just sort of starting to be discussed. And I don't think they're going to end with Governor Inslee's emergency powers whenever those end.
There's that. Yeah. Let me ask, as we move toward this next legislative session, it will be a shorter session. Does that mean you have to be better prepared as you go into session and really move a little bit faster?
Yeah, it does. And that's a good point. So the state constitution alternates the length of the legislative sessions. We meet in the longer session, which is like 105 days or 4 months or so, during the periods that we're developing the state's two-year budget. But in the in-between years, like this next year, we're going to be basically making just minor modifications and updates to that budget. So the session is only 2 months. And frankly, I don't know that that's really that workable, and maybe our state needs to adjust the constitution a little bit, because there's so many issues that kind of get squeezed into this two-month period. But you really, I might have one legislative proposal that I'll be working on, and I'll be releasing information about that probably in November. But, you can't be too ambitious, and you got to kind of be ready for a really fast pace. And what happens during a two-month legislative session is that the legislative deadlines and the calendar for bills to pass out of their committees or bills to pass out of the state Senate or the state House, I mean, those timelines get so condensed that any little hiccup in legislation or policy could kind of jeopardize the whole thing. So it moves very fast. And unfortunately, some of my colleagues try to jam everything in regardless of the short number of days. And it does result in bad policy too. And so that's another thing that legislators really need to be mindful of. And something that I'm thinking about is, some things do need to pass, and then other things, we shouldn't pass, because sometimes.
Any final thoughts with us as we start our Tuesday?
Yeah, well, I heard good feedback from the listening tour. We got these redistricting maps out. I encourage everybody to go to the redistricting page and comment on those. There's a good public comment period. I'm hoping we keep Chelan and Douglas counties together. I'm hoping the Okanagan County stakeholders are still included in our district. But comment on those and send me your feedback as well on redistricting or other matters, because I'm starting to look ahead towards next legislative session, and it'll be here before we know it, and it'll be an honor to continue to represent the people of the 12th District and the KOZI listeners when I go over to the session.
Well, as always, we appreciate your time this morning. Senator Brad Hawkins making a community connection this morning. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Bye. Be well now.